This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
That's me, Uncle Charlie, and just as happy as I can be that we can spend the next 30 minutes or so with you, our friends. How I wish all of you could enjoy reading all the mail we get here at Children's Bible Hour. Some write to tell us their problems or share a prayer request or two. Some write to let us know what's happening in their lives, and some just want us to know they're enjoying the programs or our Keys for Kids devotional, for instance. Whatever your reasons for writing, keep it up. One girl wrote to say, I wouldn't miss CBH for the world. I just love your program. You make me feel like I'm really your friend. Oh, we like to hear that, because we do want to be your friends. We want you to know that we love you. And, of course, above all, we want you to know about God's love. Our story today is called Sent But Not Delivered. And it has to do with those of us who know Jesus and God's Word and God's love going out to share it with others. So, cousins, how about starting off with a song that says, let's talk about Jesus more and more.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme through all eternity.
Did you know there are two songs with that same title? Let's hear the other one, cousins.
Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk of His love. Let's talk about Jesus and heaven above. Let's go about living for Jesus the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus and live in His word.
Where can we talk about Jesus? We have to get in a boat and go across an ocean in order to tell others about the Lord, right? Wrong. We can do it in our own neighborhood.
I don't have to travel far to spread God's holy word. I don't have to sail to lands where the gospel seldom heard. While I'm here at home, I'll pray and I'll live a life that's good.
Why do we want to talk about Jesus and tell others about Him? Well, as 5-year-old Scotty says it in his song, no other song have I to sing but Jesus.
No other song have I but that of Jesus. The Son of God who came to seek and save. Who paid the price for pardon and redemption. When on the cross His life He freely gave. No other song have I to sing but Jesus. No other thing but Christ in Calvary.
Of His returning, of these I'll sing to every listening ear.
If you had to pick your favorite passage of Scripture, what would it be? Recently, a survey was made of people all over the world, and you know what chapter came out at the top? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those verses lead us right into the song our three nieces have ready. Here are Becky, Lisa Sue, and Mary Beth to sing, His Sheep Am I.
In God's green pastures, hidden by His cool waters lie. Soft in the evening walked my Lord and I. All the sheep of His pasture fare so wondrously fine. His sheep am I. Waters cool, pastures green. In the evening walked my Lord and I. Dark the night, rough the way. Step by step, my Lord and I. In God's green feeding by His cool waters lie. Soft in the evening walked my Lord and I. All the sheep of His pastures fare so wondrously fine. His sheep am I.
With the words of that good song by our three nieces in mind, let's take time to bow our heads and let's pray together, okay?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank You that You want to indeed be our good shepherd. Thank You for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, that when we trust Him as Savior, that day by day He will indeed lead us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your care, for Your love. We thank You that You have not promised that we won't have any troubles, but You've said You'll go through those times of troubles with us. And so I pray for those who might be listening just now who've had some hard times. Help them to realize that You indeed want to be their good shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. Guess what? We have two boys to hear from today. We already heard from Scotty. Let's take time out right now for Carl's bright song called God's Got an Army. First, he has some good verses from Ephesians chapter 6.
Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 12. Finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is their song, with healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in this army, I've got a part. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this age. We are God's army, fighting parts unseen. 12 men of your freedom through Jesus Christ our King. Will you fight for Jesus? Lay down your life for Him. And in this army, will you join in? God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is our song with healing in our hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in our hearts.
You know something? Most soldiers in Uncle Sam's army aren't too thankful to be in the army. But if we're in God's army, we should be thankful soldiers. Are you a thankful person? Have you ever taken time to listen to how much you complain? Have you ever taken time to make a list of all the things for which you can be thankful? To help you get started on such a list, 6-year-old Melissa has a song that says, "We can thank you, Lord."
We can thank you, Lord, for clouds and a sky of blue. We can thank you, Lord, for a day that's brand new. Then we look above and thank you for your love. We can smile and say, "Thank you to." We can thank you, Lord, for a nice big warm bed. We can thank you, Lord, for milk and gingerbread. Then we look above and thank you for your love. We can smile and say, we can smile and say, we can smile and say.
Therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 13.
Before we get back to our music and on to our good story, a quick reminder that if you're not getting Keys for Kids regularly, you can without having to ask for it every other month. Oh, we have so many good letters that come in all the time from those who are using Keys for Kids. I'm 14 and I love the Keys for Kids books. I try to read them every day so I can read my Bible every day. Good idea, huh? And this one from a girl who says, "I love reading the stories from Keys for Kids. I've been getting it for 6 months and I love it. My grandmother is the one to thank. She ordered it for me and I've been reading them every day so far." So grandparents, yes, you can ask to have your grandchildren sent a copy, and then if they write and ask for it regularly, we'll put them on the mailing list as well. Now here's where you write to get on the mailing list for Keys for Kids every other month. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, either way, we'll get it. P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us and ask to be put on the mailing list. That email address is keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org. Well, before you know it, it will be story time. I trust the story today will really give us all something to think about. We read the Bible. Most of us have 1, 2, 3 more in our home. We hear it preached in church. But have we taken time to deliver it to others? Oh, I don't mean just giving out copies of the Bible itself, although that is important. I mean letting others know about Christ and the Bible through our lives, through our lips, through our witness, through our inviting others to church and Sunday school. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, boys and girls, you have a responsibility to share the good news with others. The story today is called Sent, But Not Delivered. Just before the story, Dawn has our Go Along with the Story song today. Lord, send me.
Lord Jesus, take this life of mine. I give to thee my all. Thy Spirit has made plain to me thy urgent call. Lord, send me, oh, send me forth, I pray. The need is great, thy call I will obey. Thy love compels me, I must go. I'm willing, ready, longing to go. No sweeter joy could my heart know than this, that he tell abroad his wondrous grace that makes blind hearts to see. Lord, send me, oh, send me forth, I pray. The need is great, thy call I will obey. Thy love compels me,
kids. It's story time.
Our story today, taken from a true account that happened to Wycliffe missionaries and adapted for the Children's Bible Hour by Janice Hansen, is entitled Sent But Not Delivered.
But, Dad, I don't want to do it. I can't.
I know it won't be easy, son, but we must go see Anasita. How would she feel if we just left without saying anything?
Bad, I guess, but I feel so sad myself. Anasita has been like a grandmother to me.
I know, and she's been like a mother to me, son. Well, here's Anasita's hut. Now let's be brave, son.
I'll try, Dad.
Doctor! Ah, good, a visit from the doctor.
Ah, but we have come to say goodbye, Anasita.
Oh, no. Not goodbye, doctor. You just got here.
We leave for England tomorrow.
Cannot you stay just a little longer, doctor?
Oh, I wish we could, Anasita, but we must leave to teach a class in England.
You are my friends. I never hear from you again.
Oh, yes, you will, Anasita. We'll be back in just a few months. Be faithful while we're gone, and read the Bible we've given you, and be sure to go to church.
Yes, good doctor. I will.
Mark?
Goodbye, Anasita. I love you. I will miss you very much.
Marky, I miss you too. What a good boy you are. Just like your father, the good doctor.
Anasita, we will remember you while we are gone. We'll pray for you. Well, we must go. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, dear good doctor. Goodbye, Marky. My heart's sad until you return. Please hurry back.
We'll come as soon as we can. Goodbye, Anasita, and God be with you. The Cowan family left to teach at a language school in England. Oh, they missed Anasita very much. She had assisted them in translating the New Testament into her tribal language, and their thoughts often returned to her as the weeks passed by.
Dad, I miss Anasita so much.
Well, we all do, son. I often wonder what she's doing. Wonder if she's staying true to the Lord.
Isn't there some way we could let Anasita know that we love her and miss her?
Well, I wish there was, son, but I just don't see how.
Couldn't we send her a letter like we do to Grandma and Grandpa?
I wish we could, Mark, but it's not that easy. She lives way up in the mountains, far from the nearest town.
Doesn't the town have a post office?
Yes, it does, but how would the letter reach her? Mail isn't delivered to her door.
But maybe when she comes to town for supplies, she will stop at the post office and ask if there's any mail for her.
Oh, that's not likely, Mark. She's lived for almost 70 years now without ever receiving a letter. I'm sure she wouldn't bother to ask for one.
But there must be some way to let her know that we haven't forgotten her. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody in town who knows Anisita? Maybe they could give her a letter.
Now say, that's a good idea, Mark. Let me think. Anisita's son, Isaro, lives in the town. The postman should know him, and Isaro is a good friend of mine. We could send a letter to the post office in Isaro's name. He would deliver it to his mother, I'm sure.
Let's do it, Dad. Let's try Anisita right away. She will be so happy to hear from us, I know. She will see that we haven't forgotten her.
Yes, Mark, we'll do it right away. I think Isaro will be pleased to receive the letter for his mother. It's a great honor to receive a letter in the village. I'm sure Isaro will be happy bringing his mother good news from us.
I'll get the paper, Dad, so we can start right away.
Joyfully, the Cowan family wrote a letter to Anisita. Thinking of the happiness such a letter would bring her gave them great delight. 3 months after sending the letter, the family arrived back in the mountain area where Anisita lived. They hurried to her hut to renew their friendship.
I can't wait to see Anisita, Dad.
Oh, I feel the same way, son.
I wonder what she will say about our letter.
Well, I don't know, but oh, look! There she is, Mark, washing clothes by the stream. Let's go.
Anisita, Anisita.
Who is there?
Anisita, Anisita, it's us.
Bless the Lord. It is Marky and the good doctor.
Yes.
You have come back. I missed you so much. Every day I wonder if you will come back.
Oh, but Anisita, we told you we'd be back.
I know. But I am an old woman, way up in the mountains. Sometime I think, they get back to the big city. They forget Anisita in the mountains.
Oh, no.
We could never forget you, Anisita. We love you. We missed you.
We certainly did, Anisita. We prayed for you every day, just like we promised.
I'm sorry I doubt you, but it gets so lonely. I have no word. And I wonder if you remember me.
But what about the letter, Anisita?
Letter? I never had a letter in all my life.
But we sent you a letter, Anisita.
You sent me letter? I get no letter. No letter at all.
But we sent you a letter from England, didn't we, Dad?
Yes, Anisita. We sent you a letter to tell you that we loved you and missed you.
I do not understand. I get no letter. But now you are here. Come inside. I get you a drink. You are back. I happy. Come now.
Mr. Cowan and Mark sat down in Anisita's hut. Oh, how good it was to see her. What a lot of news they had to catch up on. But they were puzzled about that letter. Why hadn't she received it? It had been sent. A few days later, they stopped at the home of Isaro, Anisita's son. Well, Isaro, how good it is to see you.
Good to see you, Doctor. Glad you're back in our country. We miss you.
Oh, glad to be back, Isaro. Say, did you receive our letter from England, the one we sent for your mother?
Oh, yes, Doctor. I receive it.
Well, when did you get it, Isaro?
Several weeks ago, Doctor. Why?
Oh, we just came from your mother's in the mountain. She said she didn't receive a letter.
Oh, Doctor, I am so sorry. Now I remember. I forgot to deliver the letter to her. I meant to, but I forgot. It must be here in my house. Maybe it in table drawer. No, no letter here.
Where else might it be?
I know, maybe under my sacks of coffee beans.
No, Sorrow. No, it's not here.
I move my piles of corn. Surely it be there. I sorry, good doctor. I cannot find it. I received it, but I do not know where it is.
Well, it's getting late, Isaro. We must go. Good to see you again.
Goodbye, good doctor. Goodbye, Mark. Oh, I am so sorry.
Good night, Isaro.
How could Isaro lose that letter, Dad? We counted on him to deliver it to Anasita. He let us down.
Yes, yes, he did, son.
Anasita thought we had forgotten her. If she had received our letter, she would have known we cared about her. She would have been happy.
I know, Mark, I know. It hurts that Isaro let us down. Oh, he didn't do it to be mean, but he neglected his job.
Dad, there are tears in your eyes.
Well, Mark, I was thinking that often we act just like Isaro did.
What do you mean, Dad?
Almost 2,000 years ago, God wrote a love letter to let people know that he had not forgotten them.
You mean the Bible, don't you?
Yes, Mark. And God has a problem of delivery, too. He sent his message in care of us who know him and love him. He expects us to deliver the good news to others. Ah, but we too often fail to deliver it. Not out of meanness, but out of neglect.
Do you think people feel God has forgotten them? Like Anasita thought we forgot her?
I'm sure many, many people feel that way. That's why it's our responsibility and our privilege to deliver the message that God has sent. Ah, we must keep at it, Mark. We have so much to do, and so little time left in which to do it.
I hope that you paid close attention to that story. If you have the Word of God in your home, and if you have it in your heart, be sure to share it with others. And that can begin right in your own neighborhood. Before we go, I want to remind you to write for Keys for Kids. If you haven't already done so, here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now.